Ephesians chapter 5 in the New Testament of your scripture. And this has been kind of our launching pad for this series, Too Committed. And we will venture, Lord willing, next week as we begin to study how it is that we can live out this passage. How can we love and how can we reverence as we are commanded to do here. But we have taken our time deliberately. We have wanted to kind of slow down and really study this passage and make sure we understand what it is that God wants us to do. We talked about understanding God's way, that men should love their wives, that wives should reverence their husbands. Then we talked about having committed communication. Why is communication a challenge for couples? And it is for all of us at times. And then how can we more effectively communicate? And we talked about that. Then we talked about navigating around the roadblocks. When it just doesn't go the way that we think it should go, how do we fix it? How do we make it right? How do we make it better? And today, as we go back to Ephesians chapter number 5, and we continue to lay our groundwork for one more lesson, we're going to talk today about overcoming our fears. Overcoming our fears. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, in verse number 33, "Nevertheless, let every one of you in so particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband." And here's God's command for us concerning the marital relationship, that husbands would love their wives and that wives would reverence their husbands. Now, as we've kind of laid the groundwork for that the last couple of weeks, and we've looked at how this should be done or how we could better fulfill our part or our role in our relationship, for some, there may be some hesitation. For some, there may be some fear in the sense of, okay, if I do my part, will they do theirs? Some women may feel that they're being unloved and they are afraid that they will forever be in this state. I was talking with someone yesterday and they were talking about their relationship and how long they had been in a relationship and how they just kind of felt like I'm stuck. I'm a prisoner in my own home. There may be some husbands who feel that I don't get the respect or the reverence that I would like to get. And I'm glad that we're in a church and we're in a class and that these things are happening. But I don't know that I'm ever going to receive these things as I would like them to be. And sometimes there are legitimate fears and hesitations as we hear the scriptures and as we hear God's way and as we think about our own lives and our own homes, and we begin to kind of contemplate, could that happen for me? And I want to spend some time this morning learning how to overcome these fears, really placing our faith and trust in Christ and doing our part to eliminate these fears on behalf of our spouse if they have them. And so let's kind of dive into this morning and ask the Lord to use it. First of all, I want us to look at the reasons that wives feel unloved and feel that they may be stuck. Why are sometimes wives feeling like they're not being loved like they should and fear that, man, this could be the permanency of our relationship? And some wives do feel that their husband doesn't love them like they would like, that he doesn't care for them, that he doesn't know them, and that their relationship isn't what it could be, and maybe that doesn't bother him. And why is that? Where does that fear come from? And I think this is good to know, because I think for every good-willed husband in this room, none of us want our wives living in a state of being fearful that our relationship is always going to be less than it could. We want our wives living thanking God for our relationship and grateful for the effort that we put into it, for it to be what it should. So I think if there's some tendencies here as to why sometimes wives feel this way, it's good for us as men to know this so that we can be careful in how we relate. So why is it? First of all, because, letter A, he just won't talk. Sometimes a wife feels unloved or fears it will be that way for a long period of time because their husband just won't talk. He doesn't want to work things out. Maybe she feels like he doesn't understand me. Maybe she feels like he doesn't want to make things better. we could improve if we would just discuss and talk it through, but he's not interested in that. He just wants us to agree to disagree or to put it under the rug, so to speak. A recent survey that I read said 85% of husbands eventually stonewall their wives during conflict. 85% of husbands, when there's a discussion, when there's an opportunity to make things better, when there's something that needs to be talked about and hashed out, eventually we just stonewall and kind of walk away and say, I don't have time for this, or I don't have the energy for this, or we're never going to agree on it, so let's. What's the point? What's the use? Why waste time and energy on it? John Gottman said, I think you had this quote in your note, that the more wives complain and criticize, the more husbands withdraw and stonewall. And the more husbands withdraw and stonewall, the more wives complain and criticize. And sometimes a husband might say, well, you're just being critical, or you're just being so nitpicky. And her heart, she's saying, I'm not. I'm just trying to kind of bring it up so that we can discuss it. And the more she brings it up, the more frustrated he gets, the more he won't talk. The more he won't talk, the more she gets frustrated and tries to bring it up. And you just have this vicious cycle happening because she doesn't feel loved. She fears this is going to be the way that it is because he won't talk with her. And we're going to look at that a little bit later in the lesson. But what's another reason for fear? Let it be. Because he doesn't even know how to love me and show me his love. Some wives sometimes feel like he doesn't even know how to love me. Sometimes he does things for me, and he thinks that I'm so grateful for it, and I am because of the effort, but it's not even what I'm looking for. I mean, my cup is so empty, and he's over there filling something else, and this is what I need from him. And sometimes wives feel that way and feel like he has those feelings inside. He just doesn't know how to communicate them. He just doesn't know how to express them. He doesn't know how to accomplish that, and he's never learned, and he's never desired to learn. Now, guys, listen to that. Wives feel unloved when they feel like we don't know how to express our love to them, and we don't care that we don't know. Sometimes we use the excuse of, well, I'm a guy, and I'm glad that's stated, and there's a difference in all of that. But that's not, that's like saying I'm ignorant. You know what I mean? No guy at work, when the boss is talking with him about potentially promoting him for more money and more responsibility and more authority, is going to say, well, that's, I'm glad he thought of me, but I'm too ignorant for that. We wouldn't do that. Now, we'd have to grow. We'd have to learn. We'd have to assume more responsibility and learn how more things function and work with more people. And we'd have to do all those things to assume the promotion that's being discussed with us. But we would readily take that opportunity and strive to accomplish what's being set forth because we want to do our best, right? Well, so it should be in our marriage relationship. Hey, we want to be the best husband we can be. We want to honor and please the Lord, and we want our wives to have what they should have as designed by the Lord. And there's some things that we need to learn, and we should be eager to learn them. None of us came into marriage ready. None of us came into marriage knowing it all. None of us came into marriage ready to go. We're to commit to learning about these things. In fact, the Bible warns you and I in Malachi 2:15, the latter part of that verse, the Bible says, therefore take heed to your spirit and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. Guys, sometimes if we're not careful, we deal treacherously with our wife. We say to them, you know, well, I can never understand you, or I'll never figure you out, or you're never the same 2 days in a row. And sometimes getting to know our wives is an adventure, and it's a journey, and it's fun. But we want to be very careful in these things. Why? Because if she's feeling like he doesn't love me, doesn't know how, and doesn't care, that can lead her to this fear. Then thirdly, let her see, because he is only aware of his needs. Another reason why sometimes wives feel like they're unloved and they fear that it will always be this way is because they feel that he's only aware of his needs. I mean, he's so in tune with what it is that he needs, and he's so out of tune and out of touch and unaware of where I am and how I feel and what I need. I feel like we live in the same house, but he doesn't even notice me. Sometimes that's the way a wife might feel. And it's good for us men to know these things and say, hey, do I notice my wife? Guys, when's the last time we anticipated a need, went to our wife and said, honey, I'm sensing this, and I sense you need this. Is that right? And she says, yeah, that's exactly how I feel. When's the last time that's happened? Now, we might get it wrong, but we should at least, I'd rather strike out than not go to plate. We ought to at least give it a shot. And when's the last time we've done those things? So here are some reasons why wives can lead to this fear of feeling unloved. But then secondly, let's look at some reasons why husbands do not feel reverenced and fear that they never will. So overcoming our fears. Well, sometimes we have these fears. Why? And that's what we're learning. And then we're going to learn how to overcome them in our time together this morning. Reasons why husbands do not feel reverence. Letter A, because she's so critical. Because she's so critical. Now, you can get your blank filled out or whatever, and then I want you just to kind of put your Bible in your lap, set your pen down, sit back and relax, and just let me kind of take a journey with you for a minute. Ladies, if you will allow me entrance into your life, I want to teach you something today that is not very popular, and it's not something that maybe many people would teach or preach, but it's reality, it's truth, it's honesty, and it's something that you need to know and be aware of in reference to your husband. In most cases, a wife who is in love with her husband but begins to feel unloved, it begins to kind of work in her like there's something wrong, there's something nagging, there's something not right, and she begins to feel like we need to talk, and we need to talk right now. This is a big deal. Something's not right, something's amiss, something is less than what it could be, and we need to sit down, and we need to work this through, and we need to share our feelings, and we need to get to a resolution. And she's convinced this works because it works with all of her girlfriends. She can go to somebody, and she can talk with them, and they can work things out, and they feel better. They feel like they've invested in a relationship as a result of this confrontation. And so she desires to take that same approach with her husband and to come to him and to educate him with what it is that's wrong and what it is maybe he's doing wrong or whatever the case may be. And sometimes as this is happening and she moves towards her husband and begins to share these feelings of, hey, something's wrong, a red flag, warning, we need to address this, we need to do something about it. And her thought is that then they'll both share their feelings and why it is they feel this way. They'll apologize or make things right. They'll come back together. They'll be close again and everything will be great. And this is her way to kind of keep her marriage up to date because this is of high value to her. And having everything right is of high value to her. And her heart longs to reconcile and resolve anything that may be amiss in the relationship so that it is right. Her husband matters so much to her, more than any other person on earth, and in truth, she just wants things to be right. In fact, her confrontation is a compliment. That's how much she views the relationship. And if her heart could speak, it might say something like, why does he close himself off from me? Why doesn't he just open up? I'm just trying to help. Ladies, here's the reason why. So often, a good-willed wife can take this approach and feel frustrated by the result. Because a wife feels a level of freedom to be more judgmental with her husband because she is his loving helpmeet, and it's part of her mission in helping him to change some of the rough edges, to help make him a better person. And even though it may come out a little critical, she knows that it's bathed in love. And she knows that however critical it may be, he needs to hear it, he needs to know it, and he will never outlove her. So she has the foundation to bring it to him. Now, ladies, listen to me. Okay? No debate on your love for him. None. The fact that it comes out of a heart of love. The fact that it comes from goodwill. The fact that it comes from good intention. But I just want to tell you something. When you bring something critically to your husband, He is not interpreting that as she loves me, she respects and reverences me, she values our relationship, she's doing this out of that approach and heart's desire, and she wants to make things better. That's not at all how it's being interpreted. When you bring something like that to his attention, and your mindset is, I love, I value, I want to make better, he's hearing, I hate, I can't believe, what are you doing? It's just the way criticism comes across to your spouse. It's the way God made him. If you want to effectively work through things in your relationship, you have to guard against being critical. The Bible puts this way in Proverbs 21:19 in your notes. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. Now, I'm not a huge camping guy. I've done it, and there's some neat things about it, I suppose. But for me, the idea of living on the ground, sleeping on the dirt, having no shower, you know, having no food, whatever, and doing that for a long period of time is not necessarily my idea of the kind of life that I want to pursue from here on out. And the Bible says, however you may feel about sleeping on the dirt and having anything to eat and having no shower, whatever, is far better than to live in a home where you have a bed and hot water and food in the cupboard and all that with a contentious and an angry woman. But Brother Rural, I'm not being contentious and angry. I love. And because I love and because I sense these things are not what they could be, it's my duty, it's my job, it's my mission to bring them up, to let him know, to make sure he's aware of these things. But I'm telling you, the sad irony in all of that is oftentimes a husband will interpret his wife to be contentious and angry because she's misrepresented in what she's trying to do. He doesn't decipher her communication to say, I love you and I need your love and I want things okay. He's deciphering this to say, I don't respect you, you're a loser, and here's more reasons why. I'm just telling you, that's the way it comes across. That's the way it is perceived. And so she gets critical and the marriage suffers. And then when he begins to feel that his wife, his cheerleader, his helpmeet and best friend is no longer looking up at him and cheering him on and thinking that he's great, but now is kind of looking down at him and noting all the reasons why and bringing them to his attention, now you have conflict. Wives, sometimes husbands feel like their wife is more like their mother than their wife. And I'm not saying we have wives in our class that desire to be their husband's mothers. I'm just trying to teach truth and love that when a wife is critical, it may come from a heart of love. It may come from a sincere desire to do right. It may have all of those things there, but it's not going to be received this way because what he's hearing is criticism. It's like when we scold our children, we're reprimanding them or we're doing those things. Well, the word scold means to reprimand or criticize harshly. And usually it involves anger and even openly. Wives, if you're trying to bring something up with your husband for the purpose of reconciliation and having resolve and having intimacy again, feeling that closeness and that love, but you're doing it in a way that feels like you're scolding him, like you're reprimanding him, like you're being critical of him, like you're being harsh about who he is as a person, or you can sense some anger and frustration in your voice when you do it, or if you do it openly to other people, or on Facebook, or whatever the case may be. What kind of a husband wants to go home to a wife who's just hanging out all his dirty laundry all over? I am the furthest thing from a good husband. But I want to tell you something. In 12 and a half years of marriage, I've never known nor would ever believe that my wife would ever talk to anybody in this room or anybody on any social whatever about me. And I want to tell you something. I'm thankful for that. There's a foundational level of trust that we have that is unshaken. I want to tell you because it's stuff like that. It's work like that. It's investments like that. I'm not perfect, but I'm going to tell you something. The fact that I'm not perfect and she loves me anyway, it doesn't air all that out. You know what it does? It motivates me to be better. It inspires me to be the kind of husband she tells me I am. Because I'm not the husband she tells me I am. I mean, she'll leave me notes and thank you for this. And I think, I'm not that guy. This isn't me, you know. But that's who she's portraying me to be. And it inspires me to want to do that. When a wife is coming at a husband repeatedly with reprimands and scolding, it's not going to lead him and inspire him to do something about it. It's going to lead to annoying him. And if you're not careful, you're going to develop an environment where he doesn't want to even be in your presence. And you're going to feel more hurt because you're going to feel like the only reason I went to him is because I love him. He should be thankful that I even love him because he's such a jerk. And I'm just trying to let him know about these things so that we can fix them, so that we can work together, so that we can have a better relationship. And he won't even listen. I'm so frustrated inside. Here I was taking a risk. I was going on an edge. I was trying to do this to better relationship. And look at where it got me. Now, if you've ever felt that way, or if this is just a tool you're going to put in the toolbox for later, listen to me. The reason for that is because he felt it was critical. He felt like he was being scolded by his mom. He felt like he was being reprimanded by his wife. The Bible says in Proverbs 12:4, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. You say, Brother Rule, you mean to tell me that I can't even talk to my husband and give him constructive criticism? Of course you can. But you better be very careful the environment with which you do it. Sometimes wives will take on this attitude, well, he can handle it because he needs to hear it. That's just the way I'm going to do it. Ma'am, can I tell you something in love and in kindness? You want to take that approach? Go for it. I want to tell you something right now. It's not going to work. You're going to beat your head against the wall for the rest of your life because you are entrenched and this is the way to handle it. And I'm telling you right now, he's not going to receive it. He's not going to receive it. It's just not going to work. It's not going to come across the way that you want. So, because it's critical. Sometimes she's feeling like it's not being reverenced this way. Let her be. Because she won't respect me until she changes me first. Or until she fixes me. Now, wives, this is where we're tuning into. Okay, husbands, we don't want our wives to feel like we don't love them. So, what are some common reasons for fears? Wives, I don't want my husband to feel like I don't reverence him. That I'm not fulfilling God's call in my life and our relationship. So why would he feel this way? Because it's critical. Okay, I want to be careful of that. Because she won't respect me until she changes me. Sometimes a wife might say to her husband, well, you don't deserve my respect. And she uses that to justify her behavior. In her mind, she's thinking, well, love and respect are basically the same thing. And ladies, can I tell you something? They're not even close. You may respect your boss, but you don't love him. You might respect your neighbor, but you don't love them. You might respect the police officer, but you don't love him. Respect and love are not the same thing. And wives, when you desire to see things resolved in your relationship, and you speak to your husband or you act in a certain way, and you know it's disrespectful and you justify it because you love him, it's not going to work. There's no wife in this room that would put up with a husband that says, honey, I respect you, I just don't love you. I think you're a great person, I just don't love you. But I'm glad you're my wife. No wife wants that. No wife's going to bed feeling great about the relationship if that's the status thereof. No wife's going to put up with that, and it's the same thing for him. When a wife is feeling unloved, it can be such a deterrent and a shock and a hurt for her that she begins to respond in a disrespectful way. And if we're not careful, the husband then is feeling like, I'm never going to receive from her what I want until I become what she wants me to be. Oftentimes, I'll remind couples in marital counseling, you did at one point in time marry each other. Nobody had a gun to your head at the altar and said, say I do. You voluntarily and willing went to the altar, held hands, and said, I do. You knew what you had before you married him. I didn't know he was going to be like this. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And if you really didn't, then you deserve it anyway. Shouldn't be marrying people you don't know, you know? That's something you might want to check out before you say, till death do us part, and vow to God, you're going to stay married. But sometimes he can begin to feel this way. And when he's feeling this way, then he's acting unloving, and it's an obvious point of conflict. Now, ladies, listen to me. We can easily see and sense what's being done to us. We struggle much more with understanding and seeing what we do to other people. What I'm driving at this morning is what a man may do to show his wife his love may not be communicating love to her at all. And what a wife may be doing to communicate her reverence and respect to her husband may not be communicating reverence and respect to him at all. And there's reasons why these seeds of doubt and hesitation and fear enter into the marital relationship. And we want to be aware of what they are, and we want to guard our heart and our relationship against them. Now, men, for the time that we have, I want to get to one area if I can. Let's look thirdly then at remedies for love. And I like starting with the guys, and I think you ladies know that, and I think that we should take the lead and that we should learn. And so what are the remedies for love? Now, he may be wondering, why can't she see that I'm tired of hearing how I can't get it and I don't understand and I'm not doing it right? And he thinks maybe I'm not getting the respect and reverence that I want anyway, so what's the use in putting forth this effort? He may be thinking in his mind, I blew it again. I can't get it right. Nobody could love this woman the way that God is commanding me to. Now, guys, what are some biblical solutions for us in helping us to show love to our wives God's way? What are the remedies for it? First of all, remember that love is her God-given need. Love is her God-given need, and we are commanded to meet it. Men are commanded to love their wives because we do not naturally love. Why does God, four times in this passage, command husbands to love their wives? Because he knows we need to be commanded and reminded. And we need to understand, hey, my wife needs to feel loved by me, not my way, her way. I need to dwell with them according to knowledge. I need to learn how to communicate love to her where she feels love. We might say the words, I love you. Well, if I tell my wife I love her, but then I am a jerk and treat her in a way that's unloving, doesn't it compromise the message of the words? Well, Brother Rye told her I love her this week. Well, that's great, but you didn't talk to her the rest of the week. And she's feeling like she's under a mountain of problems and stuff's not right in your relationship, and you act like you don't even care. So you got to find out how is love communicated to her? And it's different for every wife. So you have yours. So what communicates love to her? Find out what communicates love to her. Get good at communicating love to her. And remember, it's how God made her, and we're commanded to mean it. Well, I don't like the way this is all set up. Take it up with God. He's the one to put it this way. This is what her needs are, and it is us who is designed to meet this need and to learn how to do it for her. So even if she's acting unfairly, or even if she's treating us in a way that we don't like, or whatever the case may be, God encourages you and I to love our wives. It's her need that God encourages you and I to meet. Let her be honorable and take the hit. Be honorable and take the hit. I may have to stop here for the sake of time, but guys, I want you to tune in because I want to teach you something, okay? Be honorable and take the hit. Now, you say, Brother Gabe, what are you talking about? Be honorable and take the hit. I mean, are you telling our wives to beat us up and us to be okay with that or what here? Now, listen. If a husband is an honorable person, a person of goodwill, and he wants to love his wife and to do his part, then he has to figure out how to communicate that love, and he needs to figure out when she's not feeling loved, and he has to conquer those fears, and he has to strive to accomplish these things in her heart. Now, when a wife is feeling unloved, natural tendency is to be critical. It's to bring up point of contention. It's to say, hey, this isn't right. Okay? And watch this. Colossians 3:19. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Listen, guys, when she's inside crying, I need your love. For you and I to sidestep the problem, for you and I to sweep it under the rug, for you and I to leave that conflict unresolved, for you and I just to kind of blow it off, is only going to upset her and leave her feeling more unloved. So what we need to do to remedy love and for her to feel our love is to be an honorable husband who takes the hit. Now, what am I talking about? When a wife feels unloved, okay, sometimes she's critical. Sometimes she points out why she feels unloved, and we feel under attack about it. We feel like she's pointing out her weaknesses. We feel like she's pointing out why we're not a good husband. We feel like she's pointing out stuff she's pointed out to us before, which may be true, which we probably should have fixed it. But, I mean, and on and on and on and on and on it goes. Okay? And if we're not careful, guys, it feels like little venomous darts that she has, and she just begins to throw them. And she knows right where to hit us, and it stings, and it hurts, and we don't like it. And we just want to throw our hands up and say, forget it. I want to teach you something. When you're in that moment and you feel like I'm under attack for who I am and she's displeased with me, the honorable man does not turn and run. The honorable man turns towards the fiery darts and takes the hit and goes to his wife when in his mind she's in an unlovable state and says, she's not trying to be critical. She's not trying to be disrespectful. She's communicating to me that she needs my love. And even though it feels like she's pushing away, what she's really saying in code is, I need you. And the honorable man says, I'm not running. I'm walking in the darts. I'm going to her, and we're going to fix this. It's saying to your wife something like, honey, I feel like you're being disrespectful right now. And I sense it's probably because I did something unloving. And I want to tell you right now, I'm sorry. And I want to tell you right now that I love you, and I want to know what I did so I can fix it. Pretty hard for her to keep throwing the darts when we get that close. Pretty hard for her to keep getting upset when we get that loving. And the honorable husband says, I'm going to be honorable, and I'm going to take the hit. Hey, if something's going on, if something's got her worked up, if something has her feeling unloved, if something has her feeling insecure, if something has her feeling hesitant about a relationship, I'm not just going to say, well, that's on you. You know, sleep on it. You'll be fine tomorrow. Whatever. I'm not going to do that. What kind of honorable husband does that? Well, Brother Rule, I mean, she's got so many darts, I'm under barrage. Then run, and not run away. Run to her. Man, wrap your arms around her and say, honey, I don't know what I did for you to feel or treat me this way, but I did something. Teach me. Two questions. Husbands need to ask, and you have them there in your notes, and we'll wrap it up. Is my wife coming across to me disrespectfully because she is feeling unloved? When I'm feeling disrespected, my first question needs to be, what did I do that was unloving? And number two, and this is important, guys. You might want to write these two down or cut this part of the outline out, put in your billfold or whatever. Number two, will what I say or do next come across as loving or unloving to my wife? Now listen, we're going to wrap it up because we're out of time. If you feel like your wife is being disrespectful and you feel like the venomous darts are coming and you say, oh yeah, and you get ready to give back, it's over. You have flat cut the Spirit of God out. You've allowed the flesh to win, and you got World War III in your hands. So two questions. If we're going to love our wives like we should, be honorable. Take the hit. When you feel like she's being disrespectful, ask yourself or ask her, did I do something unloving? Because I know this isn't who you want to be. So what did I do? You say, Brother Rule, we should take responsibility for how our wives feel. You're exactly right. That's part of being gatekeeper of the home. That's part of being leader. Honey, what did I do? I know this isn't who you want to be, and I'm sorry I put you there. What did I do? Teach me. I want to make this thing right. And secondly, whatever I do next, when I feel like I'm not being reverenced or I feel like I'm being disrespected, is it going to be loving? Because it's no excuse, men, for us as husbands, when we feel like we're being disrespected, to then be unloving. There's no remedy in that. So it's whatever I'm going to do right now, is it loving? Because if it's not, what did our grandmothers teach us? If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Guys, if it's not loving, keep your mouth shut. Then don't do anything. And say, God, would you help me right now to be loving? Because I don't feel like being loving. My flesh feels like getting even. My flesh feels like being unloving. My flesh feels like telling her all kinds of stuff. God, help me to overcome that and be loving. Two questions. God, help us to remedy love in our homes. Heavenly Father, we sure love you. Thank you for the privilege to come and to meet together this morning and to just learn your word and practically apply it to our lives, our homes, our marriages, and our relationships. Lord, would you help us even this day to understand, boy, fears sometimes are embedded in the hearts of husbands and wives. Why? Why are they there? How can I prevent them in my home? And then for us together today as men, how can we remedy love? How can we meet the need that God has given our precious bride? How can we be honorable when we feel like being unloving because we sense that she's being disrespectful? May we take the hit. May we give her the benefit of the doubt. May we take responsibility for anything that we've done that is unloving. And may we determine to be loving in our response and reaction. God, would you help us strengthen our homes? Help us live out these truths this week. Bless every family represented in our class today. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen the relationship with you and one another, both as we deal with things today and prepare for things in the future. And we'll sure praise and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.